Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Zevachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Welcome back, everyone. Today's daf is Zevachim, daf Nun Beis. The Gemara starts today with a continuation of the Gemara we saw yesterday. By the Gemara Darshan's the three psukim where it says Yisoid Mizbach Ha'Ela. The third pasuk comes to tell us that Tein Yisoid L'Mizbeach Shal Ela. So we saw yesterday in Machlekes Rashi and Tesis what this is referring to. Rashi learns that it's going, that this third limud of Tein Yisrael L'Mizbeach Shal Oila is referring to the din of Shvi HaShirayim. Shvi HaShirayim of Oila needs to be on the Yisrael. That's how Rashi learns. And Teis learns that it's going on the Iker Maton of Oila. The Iker Zrik of Oila is Keneged HaYisrael, which really is two different places. Lefi Rashi is talking about the Yisrael itself, which is the little thing that juts out of the Mizbeach, the bottom arm of the Mizbeach. Fitais is referring to the din of Keneged HaYisrael. You need to do the matanas of Eila Keneged HaYisrael. Oh. The Briskarov has a very chashuv Yisrael, a very chashuv idea in this din of the Yisrael. Briskarov says that the idea of the din of Yisrael HaMizbeach, says Briskarov in Maisa Korbonis, on page 72, Dir Maschalatais Bezoham of Nunalf. Biskarov says there that the idea of Yisoid Mizbeach doesn't mean Dafka the Yisoid. The Yisoid is called, everything connected to the Yisoid is considered like the Yisoid. When we talk about the Yisoid, it's not just the little bottom amma that juts out, but the whole bottom half of the Mizbeach, which is connected to the Yisoid, all of that has a din of the Yisoid. That's considered like the Yisoid. Maisi brings this mefurish in the parish of Mishnayos of the Rambam. In the next parak, in the sixth parak of Zvachim, first in the Rambam, that the bottom half of the Mizbeach is misyaches to the Yisoid. It's all considered a chelik of the Yisoid. He goes on right to the Biskarov, saying that this, the Indian of the Mechitza Ledomim, the Gemara says later on in Daf Nun Gimel that the Chuta Sikra, was a red line, was in the middle of the Mizbeach. It's a mechalik in Domim El Yemim, Ledomim Matachtoinim. And the Gemara darshins that out of the Pasuk, that there's a mechitza in the middle of the Mizbeach that splits up the Mizbeach into two. Between the Dom El Yainim and the Dom Matachtoinim, it's a mechitza. The scroll says that the idea of the mechitza is that the bottom half of the Mizbeach is considered the Mokom HaYesoid. That's the idea of the mechitza. He goes on weiter to say that the top half of the Mizbeach is not just called the top half. The whole top half is related to the Kronos. That there are two mekaymas in the Mizbeach. The top half is called Makom Kronos, and the bottom half is called Makom HaYisoid. That's the part that he wants to say. And let's go for the din of Mechitza L'Domim, split it up into two different mekaymas. Mishkrov brings a very big makar to this idea from the Gemara later on, Daf Pei Aleph. The Gemara there talks about what happens if you have mixed up the Shirayim of Chatos with the Dam of an Oila. Dam of Oila needs Rika Kineged HaYisoid, and the Shirayim of Chatos, their din is to be put them on the Yisoid Mamish. They need Shvicha on the Yisoid. So now you have this Dam, which it's all in one case, and a Chelik of the Dam needs Rika Kineged HaYisoid, and a Chelik of the Dam needs Shvicha Shirayim on the Yisoid. So what do we do now? So Abaye says that it's okay. You could do Zrika on it. Why? Because Mokom Oila is Mokom Shirayim. They both need to be put in the same place. The place where you put the Oila is also the same place that you put Shirayim. Says Rashi there. Why is that? Rashi during Masal of a Soif Chatos. V'yidna l'matam in achut. You put them down l'matam in achut. The Mokom Tchilas Matan Oila kosher l'shiyorei Chatos. V'yizrake makira mizbeach. U'me'ilein shoysin li'yisoid v'in kachinei Mokom. There's everything is being put in the right place. You throw it on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, which is connected to the Yisoid, and everything gets to its right place, because they all need the same place. That's Abaye. Says the Biskarov, what's Pshat in Abaye? Hare, the two different places of the Chlal. One is Zrika on the wall of the Mizbeach. It happens to be that the wall of the Mizbeach, which place in the wall of the Mizbeach? Connected to the Yisoid. But the Zrika is on the wall of the Mizbeach. Mashenkin Shirayim, they need the Yisoid. Those places are two different places. One is the wall on the Mizbeach, and one is on the Yisoid. Says the Brisker Rav, Shteitos, before in the Gemara here, not that way. We're in the Gemara that also the din of Iker Maton of Ayla is not on the wall of the Mizbeach. Iker is, you need it on the Yisoid. Just, it's the whole, like the Rambam says, the whole half of the Mizbeach, the bottom half of the Mizbeach, it's Mishyachis to the Yisoid. Where the specific place of the Yisoid here is the wall of the Mizbeach. But that's considered the Makom Yisoid. So the Maton of Ayla needs the Makom Yisoid, and also the Shiraim of Chatos need the Yisoid. They're called the same place. Even the Rav Yosef Lamaisa there argues on Avaya. Rav Yosef says, "Hachem Rav Yehuda Shiraim Tzrichin Itzteba." Shiraim, you can't put the Shiraim on the wall of the Mizbeach. They need specifically on the part that juts out from the wall of Mizbeach. That one Amma that juts out, like the Mar says by us, you need Gag Yisoid. You need to put the Shiraim Davka on the Itzteba, on the flat part, not on the wall. But the Mavur that even Rav Yosef Yisoid agrees to Abaye that the Matana of Ayla is Shaykh to the Yisoid, and the Shiraim is Shaykh to the Yisoid. Just the specific place to put the Shiraim is a different place in the Yisoid than the Matana of Ayla. Matana of Ayla is on the wall of Mizbeach, which is Shaykh to the Yisoid. And the Shiraim needs the Itztaba of the Yisoid. It's different places that have Shaykh to the Yisoid. So therefore you can't put them in the same place. That the Iker Matan of Ayla, which is on the wall of Mizbeach, is not just the wall of Mizbeach Misar Atzmai. It means, because in that, it's Mishachis to the Yisoid, like the Rambam says in Perisha Mishnais. So that the Scrub splits up the two dinim, the two Mekaymas in the Mizbeach, with the bottom half is considered the Makom Yisoid, and the top half is called Makom Kronis. And with this, Briskarov answers a question that Taisus asks with Teichad Varim. Taisus has this long Taisus, and the Nunal of Medbez. Taisus deals with, how do we know that all Matanas are, where do we know that all Matanas are connected to Yisoid and Lamayla Lamata? All of the right place to do the Zrikas of the Karban. How do we know? So Taisus asks, by Eulas Haif, which is done by Karen Dremis Mizrachis, there's no Yisoid in the Karen Dremis Mizrachis. So why does it not need Keneged HaYisoid? Why is it different than other Karbanos that they do need Keneged HaYisoid? And Oilas HaOyv does not need Keneged HaYisoid. That's a question that Taiz asks. Says the Biskarov, that Lafi his Malach is not Shver Bechlau. Hari, the whole din of needing Keneged HaYisoid isn't a din Noisaf, that you need Keneged HaYisoid. An Iker din that Oila and Shlomim and all and Osham, everything needs Keneged HaYisoid is... because it needs to be put in the bottom half of the Mizbech. That's the Iker Din of Mechitza L'damim, is to require the Makom Yisoid. The bottom half of the Mizbech is called the Makom Yisoid. Hare Oila Tzo'ayv, says the Biskarov, is done the Maila. It's on the top half of the Mizbech. So it's Pasha that doesn't need Keneged HaYisoid. The whole Indian of needing Keneged HaYisoid is a Din that was said in how to do the Zrika L'mata. Because the Zrika L'mata is Mishyachis to the Yisoid. If this carbon of Oila Sa'if is Lamaila, then by Karchach there's no Keneged HaYisoid. Mavur Teis not that way. Teis obviously held. The Keneged HaYisoid is a Din Noisaf. There are two Nidainim. One is where you put in the Mizbech, Lamaila or Lamata, which half of the Mizbech do you put it on, in the Mechitza L'damin. And there's a separate Din that was required to put Keneged HaYisoid. So ask Teis, why do we find that the Din of Keneged HaYisoid was only in the Damin that are put Lamata? This din should equally apply to Damim that are Nitan Lamaila. That's the way Taisa held, that the din of Keneged HaYisoid is a din Noisaf. This Grubs is brings to the Rambam that way, from the Gemara Daf Pe'alef, that the Iker din of Keneged HaYisoid is a din because the is din in how to do the Zrika Lamata. Zrika Lamata is Keneged HaYisoid. Therefore, for sure, does not apply to Eilas Ha'if. The Biskrav wants to answer another question of Taisus with this Derech. Hare, that the Yisoid didn't go around the whole Mizbeach, Mor says later on in Daf Nun Dalid, it's because that Yerushalayim, that was very fascinating, most of Yerushalayim was actually Shaykh the Shevet Yehuda. The Mikdash was built in the Chelik of Binyamin. The Pasuk says, Ubein Ksef of Shochin, that the Mokom HaShoras HaShchina is between the shoulders of Chelik Binyamin. That's where the Mokom of the Mikdash was. But most of Yerushalayim and Harabayis actually was Shaykh the Shevet Yehuda. So, because the din is that we need that the mizbeach can only be in the chelkel shel teiref, Binyamin is called the chelik of the teiref, of Binyamin is Eiv Yitrof. Binyamin is called the Teirif. So the Mikdash was only kosher in the Chelko Shel Teirif. So therefore they did not build the Yisoid, any part of the Mizbeach, in the Chelek of Yehuda. So the Gemara says that there was a certain, that Chelek of the Dreimus Mizrachis actually belonged to Chelek Yehuda, Shevet Yehuda, so they could not build the Mizbeach there. And the rest of the Mokom, where there was the Yisoid and the Mizbeach, that was all Bechelko Shel Teirif, that was Bechelek Shel Binyamin. Therefore, there was that's where the Mizbeach was. So asks Tesis, there's a man to Omar in Baba Kama that holds, and in Yuma, that holds that Yerushalayim learned is Chalkal of Shvatim. That Yerushalayim, there was no Chalukim of Shvatim in Yerushalayim. So Lefit this man to Omar, Tesis says, you could build the Yisoid everywhere. You could build the Yisoid around the home Mizbeach. So Lefit him, Tesis asks, and that Tesis assumes as a fact that Mount Ari Yerushalayim Loin is Chalak al Shvatim is the whole thing had a Yisoid. That's what it takes on. So Tez asks Lefizeh, why do we need the pasuk of Tein Yisoid Lamid Lamizbeach Shal Ayla? You need Kneged the Yisoid. Hare. Anyway, there was the Yisoid everywhere. So why do you need the pasuk for Bechlal? That's the whole pasuk came to say you need Kneged the Yisoid. This man Dhamma holds that the home is Be'achari Yisoid. So what's nafkamin of the Pasuk? That's the question of Tesis. Biskrov says that Lafi Darkoi, it's Miyushov. Because the Igor Yisoid of the Pasuk says to Biskrov, it's not coming to tell me you need Kenegad Yisoid. The Igor Yisoid of the Pasuk is to say that you need the bottom half of the Mizbeach. And you need the bottom half of the Mizbeach. So that's what it's needed for. Even if the home is Be'ach had a Yisoid. But why do we know that Oila needs to be put on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, and not the top half of the Mizbeach? That's what we're learning out of the Pasuk. The Iker Din is you need to put it on the Mokom, which is the Mokom HaYisoid, which is the bottom half of the Mizbeach. Says the Biskarav, Taisa that asks the question is Lashitasa. Because Taisa held that the whole Din of Keneged HaYisoid is Din Noisaf. And even by Oila Sa'if, which is on the Maila, Taisa also had Shver, that you should need Keneged HaYisoid. Taisa held that the pasuk of our sugya was coming to learn you need to put the dam kineged the yisoid mamish in a place that had the yisoid. Mashingin the Biskrav says that lefi daka shel Rambam, that's not what the pasuk is saying. The pasuk is saying you need on the bottom half of the mizbeach. So even if the whole bottom half of the mizbeach had a yisoid, and if the whole way around had a yisoid, we still need the pasuk to say put the dam in the bottom half of the mizbeach. Adkan divrei Biskrav. Very gishmak shtickle. One thing that was not clear to me in this Biskarov is that if the whole bottom half of the Mizbeach is called Keneged HaYisoid, so you could really put the Dam of the Oila anywhere in the bottom half of the Mizbeach. The Gemara says not. The Gemara says later on that you couldn't put it on carrying Dremis Mizrachis because there was no Yisoid. So if you say the bottom half of the Mizbeach, the whole thing is called Makom HaYisoid, so then the Dam would be kosher everywhere, and it's not. It's only kosher in the place which is Keneged HaYisoid. So Elamai, the whole thing that the Rambam says that the bottom half of the Mizbeach is called the Makom HaYisoid, he only was referring to the place that actually has the Yisoid. And the place around the Mizbeach, where in the whole Dreimus Mizrachis, that there was no Yisoid over there, so that's not called Makom HaYisoid. So we still could say that the Mechitza L'Damim is to make, is to say that you have to put the dam and the bottom half of the Mizbeach, which is the Keneged HaYisoid. I mean, it comes out there are two parts of the bottom half of the Mizbeach. There's the bottom half of the Mizbeach, which does not have Yisoid. That's, you don't put any dam over there. That's just on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. But the Mechitza L'damim is to make all the dam that's put L'maisa on the bottom half of the Mizbeach is L'maisa put Keneged HaYisoid. That's actually where it is put. So the Torah gave a Mechitza L'damim to say that a certain dam goes on the top half of the Mizbeach, on the Kronos. Another dam goes on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. Which chelik of the bottom half of the Mizbeach? The chelik which is Keneged HaYisoid, only on a certain chelik of the bottom of the Mizbeach. If there's a man to Amar, there's a man to Amar, like Taisa says, that holds that the Yisoid went around the whole way, so then Lefi him, Pasuk is coming to say that you put dam anywhere in the bottom half of the Mizbeach. Because the whole bottom half of the Mizbeach is Keneged HaYisoid. But the Ma'at HaKaimalon, that the Yisoid doesn't go around the whole way, it's only a certain part of the Mizbeach. So Lefi him, what the Pasuk is coming to say, is you put the dam on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, which is Shaykh to the Yisoid. So therefore you're not able to put the dam anywhere in the bottom half of the Mizbeach. only on the parts of the bottom half of the Mizbeach, which are Kenegar HaYisayid, only that part is called, is Mesiachis to the Yisayid. So the Iker Mechita L'damim is to say, to put it on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, to put it on the Mokom Yisayid. Put on the Mokom HaYisayid, which is the parts of the bottom half of the Mizbeach, which are Kenegar HaYisayid. That's L'chayra, what comes out of the Briskarov. He doesn't speak this out so clearly, but that's L'chayra, what has to come out of the Varov, that the Mechita L'damim is not for the whole bottom half of the Mizbeach, it's the bottom half of the Mizbeach, Kenegar HaYisayid. The Iker point that the Briskarov is coming to say is that the din of Kenegar HaYisayid is only Shayich on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. And not like Tosfos that assumed that it applies even to the top half of the Mizbeach. Just to add in a little explanation to the Briskarov, and what he brings from the Rambam, that the bottom half of the Mizbeach is Shayich to the Yisayid. And what is that? Because it's on top of the Yisayid, therefore it's Shayich to the Yisayid. What exactly makes the connection between the wall of the Mizbeach and the Yisayid? Well, it's two different places. Why do we look at them as being the same place? So L'chayr Rashi tells us an explanation to this. Not Rashi, but Rashi in two other places tells us the pshat in this. Why the bottom half of the Mizbeach is Shayich to the Yisayid. In the Gemara we mentioned earlier, that the Briskarov brought, the Gemara in Daf Pei Aleph, that Abaye says that when the Dam of Oila is mixed up with Shirayim, you do Zerika in the same place, because Makam Oila is Makam Shirayim. So Rashi says there, where do you do the Zerika Lamaisa? So Rashi says you do the Zerika on the wall of the Mizbeach. So Rashi was bothered, how does it get to the Yisayid? How does it get to the... We know that Shirayim needs Yisayid. How is it getting there to the Yisayid? Rashi says, You throw it to the wall of the Mizbeach, and on its own, it will drip down to the Yisayid. It's Mashman Rashi, that the reason that the wall of the Mizbeach is Shaykh to the Yisayid is because from there the Dam gets to the Yisayid. Because it's on top of the Dam, it's gravity. You throw it to the Dam on the wall of the Mizbeach, and the gravitational pulls it down. So it gets from there to the Yisayid. So all Dan that's put Kenegar HaYisayid eventually lands on the Yisayid. So that's why the bottom half of the Mizbeach is Shaykh to the Yisayid. It's more of a furish in Rashi and Pesachim and Daf Samech Dalet. It says there that the Pesach, Karm Pesach, you do Zerika Kenegar HaYisayid. So it says Rashi Divrei Masal Kenegar HaYisayid. Mizayik liz kifasei shel Mizbeach v'unayfel liYisayid. Rashi says that it's not just a place in the Mizbeach which is Kenegar HaYisayid. Really, the Zerika needs to be done as to have Shaychas to the Yisayid. You don't do Zerika on the Yisayid. You do Zerika on the wall. Says Rashi, no, it's fine. Because you do Zerika on the wall, and from there it drips down to the Yisayid. From there it gets to the Yisayid. And therefore it's called that the Dam is Shaykh to the Yisayid. The Rashi's are very interesting. Lamaisa, so once Dam gets to the Mizbeach, Bailam get Kapara. It's called Nas Mitzvasoi. Everything is finished. If a person would, after the Dam gets to the Mizbeach, if a person would go catch the Dam, and before it dripped to the Yisayid, Avada, everything is okay. It's Kosher Lechatchila. You get Kaporo, you can eat the Basar. Everything is done. So you don't actually need the Dam to drip down to the Yisayid in order to get the Kaporo. But Kaniru Rashi means to say is that because that's naturally what will happen, the Dam will get to the Yisayid. So it's called that the Zerika that's done on the Mizbeach is Mesha Shaykh to the Yisayid. It's called that it's getting to the Yisayid. It's a Zerika that the Torah said, you do the Zerika here, and from there we'll get to the Yisayid. This place is brings the Dam to the Yisayid. So it's this Kayim in the Zerika itself. It's this kind of Zerika of the Yisayid. When you do Zerika on the wall, this wall is a place which naturally will bring to the Yisayid. So that it's this kind of Yisayid in the Zerika. That's the Chari Pshat in how the Zerika on the Yisayid and how the Zerika on the Mizbeach is has an Idikim of the Yisayid. Let's just copy this. Iker Vart, the Rishkrav tells us a great Inyan in the din of Kenegar HaYisayid. Now getting to the Gemara Bayos. The Gemara Bayos says, what's the machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael? What's an afkamina? Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, both of them said that Shirayim is not mechaper. So what's an afkamina between them? So Rav Barava says that Shirayim akvi mekabinayu. Mar sover ma'akvi, mar sover loy ma'akvi. That Rabbi Yishmael holds that it's true that the Shirayim are not mechaper, but they are ma'akev. Shvayim v'chatoyz apinimi, it's are ma'akev. And Rabbi Akiva that added on that it's in boil lechapara. So Rabbi Akiva came to say that not only are they not mechaper, they're also not ma'akev. So that's the explanation of Rashi. Rashi that even Rabbi Shmuel that holds that shvayim are ma'akev, but they're not mechaper. That's more in the lashon of Rabbi Shmuel. Shlomo says that Lafiza Rashi explains even when Amar that Shiraim are Ma'akev, they're not Mechaper. Says Ela Shlomo that Lafiza Shiraim are Kosher Balayla. The Gemara says in Beis Shammai in the Flamin Chesem and Beis that Gimel Matonah Shabachatos because they're not Mechaper, so they're Kosher Balayla. That you can't bring the Kapara Balayla, but he says Ela Shlomo we have Dam, which even though it's Ma'akev, it's still not Mechaper. So it's kosher balayla. It says Eilu Shlomo another nafkamina. They're boyin lachar misa. Just like give them a ton of boyin lachar misa, because the problem of chata shenisu by leo is there's no kapar lachar misa. So the give them a ton of the Gemara says in the Flamin Ches are boyin lachar misa, who are then shirayim ma'akvin can be bar lachar misa, even though they're ma'akiv in the carbon, but because there's no kapar in them, it's only an equal bialma, so it's kosher lachar misa. The Chazon Ish says the same thing. The Chazon Ish in Tzimta Zayin, Sif Katan Aleph, says also, first in the Eilah Shleima, that it's kosher by Laila. The Chazon Ish gets stuck with the din of pickle. Before in the Gemara and the Gemara and the Membeis, that is Shiraim or Ma'akvin, and they're also Mefagal and Shiraim. And the Chazon Ish is bothered that if Shiraim, Lefir or Rashi says by us, Shiraim is Ma'akev, it means that it's not Mechaper, it's only Ma'akev, so why could you be Mefagal in it? It's not the Kapar of the Karba. Meaning, the idea of Shirai Makvin, L'chayra, the way Rashi explains, is that the Zrika is finished. That's all done. The Kapar is in Zrika, and that's finished. There's something else. That to Mekayim, the mitzvah of the Karban, and the Bailam to actually, to Mekayim, to be Yotei De Chayva of the Karban, you need to bring the Shirai. But the Zrika is all finished. So why is there pigle? Why should there be pigle in these matans? That's the question of the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish Efshar wants to say that it's Machloikas Efshar. The Mount Amr that holds earlier on that there is Pigol. If Shirayim are Makvin, he holds that they're Mechaper also. Rabbi Shmuel by us, like Rashi is Medayek, says they're not Mechaper, but they are Ma'akif. But the Mount Amr that holds that there's Pigol, he holds that not only are they Mechaper, not only are they Ma'akif, but they're also Mechaper. There are two Shitas in the Shita, in the opinion of Shirayim Akvin. Are they just Ma'akif, or they're also Mechaper, and Afkamina Legabi Pigol? That's the idea of the Chazon Ish. Lemaisa, I don't know what the Chazon Ish was so bothered by pigle, that pigle, that there shouldn't be pigle in Shirayim if Shirayim is only ma'akev. Hey, the Gemara in Daf Yud Gimel has a havamina that you can be mefagel also in Shvicha Shirayim and Haktar Seymurit. So the Gemara says, no, it's not. Why not? Because Tamalim b'yom hashishi lo yirotze, ha'makir v'yisa lo yechashivs. The reason that Shvich Shirayim and Aktor Simurim are not mefagel is because they're not ma'akev kapara, because they're not ma'akev. So lemaisa, even if Shvich Shirayim is not part of the actual kapara of the carbon, all it is ma'akev the carbon. The carbon, the mice, is not yetzei de chayva until you bring the shirai. So the mice, that's enough for pickle. Pickle is totally really like the mavur there in Daf Yud Gimel and varma mevim de achila. Anything which if you don't have it, you can't eat the carbon. So that's mafagel. So shvira shiraim is also if it would be ma'akev, man d'armer that is ma'akev. So it's also mevim de achila. You can't eat the carbon until you bring the shirai. So l'chor, that should be enough for pigle, even if it's not mechaper. For boys lachar misa and for palaylo, I could hear it. It's totally in kapara mamish. That's then in the kapara, the avodas hazrika, shvich hashiraim, which is not a chelik of avodas hazrika. So it should not be. It's kosher palaylo and it's kosher lachar misa. But the pigle doesn't need dafka avodas hazrika. The Gemara had held that even aktar seimurim, which avad is not avodas hazrika, anything which is ma'akev in the carbon. So Lefi Rabbi Yishmael, that Shvich HaShirayim is Ma'akev in the carbon, so then it could be Mefagel. That would be very, very glut. However, there's another problem in the Indian of Pigel by Shvich Shirai. And I'm avoiding the Gemara there in Daf Membeis, Daf Membeis and Membeis. Now, the Ma'adamar Shirai Ma'akvin, it's in order to be Mefagel on Yom Kippur, you need to be Mefagel on all of the Hazayis, including the Shirai. You're Mefagel in the Zrikas themselves, you're Mefagel in all of the Zrikas, but not in the Shirayim. So then it's called the Pigel B'chatzi Matir. And we hold that Ein Mefagel in B'chatzi Matir, so it will not be Pigel. So in order to be Mefagel on this carbon, you need to be Mefagel in all of the Matanas, including Shvich HaShirayim. Haray, if Shvich HaShirayim is a different Avoid, the Avoid is a Zrika, the Kapara is in the Zrika on the Mizbeach. And then there's a different Avoid, a fifth Avoid in the carbon called Shvich HaShirayim. So it's not a Chatzi Matir. Each Avoid by itself is not a Chatzi Matir. Shchita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika. Each one of them is not called the Chatzi Matir. They're independent Avoidas in the carbon. So L'chayr Shvich HaShirayim is a fifth Avoidah when it's Ma'akif. So then why does a Zrika need to, why are you only Mefagel in Zrika, but Tznai that you're Mefagel also in Shvich HaShirayim? It's a very big question. What's L'chayr Murach from this Gemara is that it's not a fifth, an independent Avoidah in the carbon, Shvich HaShirayim. Rather, it's a Gemara of the Avoidah Sazrika. And it's an ikuv in the Avoidah Sazrika. It's not a fifth avoid which the korban needs. The korban only needs four avoidas. Just the zrika is only complete when you do Shvich HaShirayim. Zrika is to put the dam on the mizbeach. Now you only finish putting the dam when you also put the shirayim. So it's an ikuv in avoidas hazrika. It's not the mechaper. The thing that brings kapara in the korban is only the avoidas hazrika itself. But Shvich HaShirayim is a me'akev in avoidas hazrika. So therefore it could be mefagel. But its pigle is a chilek of the pigle of the zrika, because it's ma'akev in the avodas hazrika. So it still could be here in Yeshlotim, but it still could be like the Yeshlotim and the Chazanish say that it's boys la'achar misa and it's boys balaylo, because the shirayim is not even though it's a chilek of the zrika, but it's not the chilek kapar of the zrika. It doesn't ma'akev the avodas hazrika. The zrika is not completed. It's not oiskefirt until you also do the Shvich HaShirayim. So because it's lemais not the chilek ha-mechaper shaboy, so it could be lachar misa and balayla. But because it's lemais ma'akev, so therefore it's mefagel and the pigle of the zrika, it's only if you're also mefagel with the Shvich HaShirayim. That's the harder we could touch up the gedder of Shvich HaShirayim ma'akev. Another point on the din of Shirayim Ma'akvin is that before in the Gemara later on, that Pei Aleph Mid Beis is that even though Shirayim is Ma'akev, but you don't need to do all of the dam. I mean, let's say you have, after you've finished the Zrik of the carbon, you have left over an ounce of dam, and you lose half of an ounce, it gets lost somewhere, it falls out of the cup. If you do the last half ounce that you have left, you're still Yotzei. The chatchila vada you need Shvich HaShirayim in all of the dam that's left over, but if some of it gets lost, so you could still be, for the ikuv shaboy, it's enough that some of them gets to the korban. So the Chazanish in Simin Tezvav Sifkat Nalar says that's mavur from this that there are two mitzvahs in Shirayim. There's one mitzvah in Shirayim is that the dam needs to be put on the mizbeach. All of the remaining dam needs to be put on the mizbeach. That's a mitzvah in the dam. And that applies to all karbanos. That mitzvah, though, says the Chazanish, is not ma'akev. It's never ma'akev. That's the dam. What do I do with the dam? We spoke about this a little bit yesterday. What do I do with the dam that's left over? Instead of throwing it in the garbage, I put it on the mizbeach. So that's mitzvah in the dam. And all the dam that's left over needs that mitzvah. So if you lose some of that dam, so you lost out the mitzvah. You lost out a chelik of the mitzvah of the dam. Every drop of blood needs to be put on the mizbech. So if you lose some blood, so that blood didn't have its kiyum. That means that the din meets out the dam. But there's another din. The korban needs another matana, needs another avoda. Korban had shchita, kabbalah, ilacha, and zrika. And now it also needs Shvich HaShirayim. So just like by zrika, that the din is it's enough that a chelik of the dam gets the mizbech. So also in the Avodah called Shvich HaShirayim, that the carbon requires another matana. It had the matanas on the Kronos, had the matanas on the Zbech HaPniyi, wherever the Iker matanas were. And now the carbon requires another matana, the matana of Shvich HaShirayim, that a chilek of the Dam is put on the side of the Mizbech. So the ikuv is only mitzad that din of the korban, and that's enough with a chmiksas dam. But the mitzvah of the dam, that mitzvah is said on all of the dam. All of the dam needs that mitzvah. Another point that's related to this is in the Chiddush of Rabbi Malan, Simin Chaf Aleph, Sifkatan Yud. He brings a question that they asked in Beis HaTalmud. It's Rashi of Beis HaTalmud, the Bochum asked the question that the Kavachim of Rabbi Kivin of Yishmoel was said on Shirayim HaPnimiyim. And that's where Rabbi Shmuel had to be medayik in his lashon, because Rabbi Shmuel held that it is ma'akev. So he had to say that it's not mechaper. And he made the kal v'chomer from shirayim which are not mechaper to tchilas oyla which is mechaper. It's medayik because the ma'akev. It's not so much of a kal v'chomer. But he said no, there still is a kal v'chomer because even though it's ma'akev, but it's not mechaper. And tchilas oyla is even mechaper. So that's what he's able to make the kal v'chomer. So they asked him based on Talmud that why Lamaisa did Rabbi Shmuel had to be nidchak to this kal v'chomer. Let him make a glatta kal v'chomer from all other korbanos, not chatois apimius. Haray, and the lametz is mavur that Taisir says that by all chitzonius there's no shirayim akvin. The whole mandom of shirayim akvin is only chatois apimius, but on korbanos achitzonius there's no din of shirayim akvin. So let's make a kal v'chomer from the shirayim of all chitzonius that they're not mechaper and they're also not ma'akev l'kulei alma. And yet they need yisoid. So kol shekein tchilas oilo, which is ma'akev and mechaper, to need yisoid. Why do we need to learn dafka out of the pnimiyos? So says Rav Leib that there's a difference. The din of shirayim pnimiyos and chitzonius is chalukim bedino. The din of shirayim of the chitzonium, says Rav Leib, is only medin mitzad the dam. The dam needs a kiyum in it. What I do the dam? Instead of throwing the dam in the garbage, I put it on the yisoid of the mizbeach. All it is a key mitzad the dam. So on that, I can learn out from there to tchilas oila. Because tchilas oila, I want to learn out a din in the carbon, a matar that the carbon needs. Where was said to do this din that's needed mitzad the carbon? So I can learn out from where the Torah gave me the place to be mekayim mitzvahs in the dam. I can learn out a kviyas malkum mitzad the carbon. That is ma'akiv. Mashenki in the shirayim of pinimium, there it's din mitzad the carbon. It brings other rise to this, but that avadil fear bishmo where it's ma'ake, for sure it's in the carbon. The carbon needs another matana, like the Chazanish says. That's the carbon needs other matana. So there we're able to make a kalva chaymer that if matana mitad the carbon needs yisoid, and it's not mechaper, kol shrein tchilas oil, which is mechaper, for sure should need on the yisoid. So the shirayim apinimim have this aspect of matana mitad the carbon. As the Chazanish said, they also have an aspect mitzad adam. They have both aspects. Shirayim HaPnimiyim. They have one mitzad adam, which requires all dam to be put on the yisoid. But that's not ma'akev. The din that them, which is ma'akev, is that they need a mitzvah shvicha shirayim. And with that, it's enough that a chilek of the dam gets there. Even if all the dam did not have its kiyum, but what the carbon requires is that a chilek of its dam gets to the yisoid. Very gishmak. Another nakuda here is the sheet of Rav Papa. Rav Papa says that everyone agrees that shirayim is not ma'akev. And the machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel is whether mitzvah chatzis oif is ma'akev. Mitzvah chatzis oif is like shirayim. The pasuk says va'anishar badon yimotzei el yisoid ha'mizbeach. But it's different than other shirayim. Other shirayim is dam that's left over in the kais, and here dam is still in the oif. The oif you didn't finish kilu the zrik of the oif. Until you do that, the first avoda is hazoah, and the second avoda is mitzui. So until you do the mitzui, it's not finished, the avoda of the oif, and that's machlokes should be kivin or mishmoil, whether it's ma'akev or not. So on the ikar din here, whether mitzui chatz oif is ma'akev, there's a steer in the Rambam. Lechemishna asks steer in Rambam. Rambam in Perek Zayin, Meisar Karbonis, Halacha Zayin, Paskins, that mitzui chatz oif is ma'akev. So actually, the Rambam Paskins in Perek Beis, once you did hazoah and the chatzis oif, it's yotim idei me'ila. The klal of me'ila is that once you finish the avoid of the korban, the chelek ha'ma'akim of the korban, so then it's yotim idei me'ila. So here the Rambam says that it's enough with hazoah. And so if the Rambam holds that it's enough with hazoah, then how can he pass in the mitzvah chatzis oif is ma'akim? That's the question in the Rambam. So in the Chidushei Rav Chaim al-Ashas, in the stencils of Rav Chaim, Chaim answers with the yesod that he has in the din of Me'ilah. The pasuk pshat in the din of when a carbon is yotzei midei Me'ilah, the Mishnah says in the meaning of Maseches Me'ilah, is kol sheyesh bo yishas hetzer l'koyanim ein bo yalin bo. Klal Amar B'Yeshua, B'Yeshua said a big klal, that when a carbon is yotzei midei Me'ilah, the carbon calls man that it's why you're doing the avodah, so it's miyuchad l'Hashem. So it's shaykh to Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's not just shaykh to the chelik of hedyot. So that's why there's Me'ilah. Once you do the zrika, there's a hetro l'koyanim, once it's already comes mutra l'koyanim, so then it's no longer miyuchad l'Hashem. Now it's shaykh to hedyot. So then there's no more Me'ilah. That's the call of Rabbi Yeshua. So if you tell you in the Mishnah there, it's totally in having a hetro of hetro l'koyanim. Reb Chaim was mechadish not that way. Reb Chaim was mechadish that what's meitzim midei me'ilah in the zrika is not because it gets a hetero of the kohanim. Rather, the chiluk that's meitzim midei me'ilah is because the carbon is no longer kodesh Hashem. Once you finished the carbon, you finished the avodah the makevis in the carbon. So then it's no longer miyuchad Hashem. The carbon is ice. It's ice kodesh Hashem. It's finished. It's not like nasis mitzvasa. Once you finish the ikar mitzvah of the karban, so it's no longer kach yasha. That's the chiddush of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim said with this nafkamina, the famous nafkamina that Reb Chaim said, that is zrika shleibim koymai, which we learned earlier on in Nafchavav, that is learned out of a pasuk, that is zrika in the wrong place of the mizbeach. So the bailam get a kapara, but the basar is asr ba'achila. So the Reb Chaim said that this type of zrika is mighty midei me'ilah. Even though it's not, there's no hetzel l'kayanim, it's usher to eat the basar. But to be yoytim midei me'ilah, we don't need that there should be hetzel l'kayanim. As long as it's ois kach yashem, you finish the avodas of the karban, then it's yoytim midei me'ilah. It's not a mitzvah. So l'maiso, even in the zrika shleibim kaima, you finish the avoda. The bailam got a kapara. So then it's yoytim midei me'ilah. That was the chiddush of Reb Chaim. L'maiso, I'm tasing daf samach vav in Maseches Vachim before not that way. Before that in the zrika shleibim kaima, there still is me'ilah. It's not clear how Reb Chaim explains the mission in the beginning of Me'ilah. As you mentioned, the mission in the beginning of Me'ilah says you need a shas hetzer l'koyanim. The Pshuta Reb Chaim learned that's kubur the pshat in the Mishnah. That its mission is lav davka really shas hetzer l'koyanim. But what the Mishnah means to say is that you finish that later of the carbon when normally it's mutter l'koyanim. A little bit of a doichak. That's the positive way to learn Reb Chaim. However, Beryl said over Yosheber that Reb Chaim held there two dinim. Two ways to be yotzei midei me'ilah. One is that you finish up the avodah in the karbon, even if there's no hetzer l'koyanim. And another way is that there's a hetzer l'koyanim, even if you didn't finish the avodah in the karbon. The nafkamina is in this, in Maseches Me'ilah. Yema she'yeh. Hakabon Reb Chaim held that there's a way to be yotzei midei me'ilah, even though there's no hetzer l'koyanim. In that the karbon is not a mitzvah, it's completed the ikra avodah of the karbon. So this Reb Chaim wanted to explain the steer in the Rambam. As we asked, the Rambam mitzad echad paskins that mitzvah chatzayif is ma'akev. Mitzad sheni, he holds that it's yoytim midei me'ilah even before the mitzvah. Says Reb Chaim that if you don't need a hetzer l'koyanim, as long as what we need is the ikar mitzvah of the karbon, so we could say that it's enough with hazo itself. Hare, we mentioned before in Rashi that shirayim, even if it's ma'akev, it's not machaper. Who has a mitzvah chatzayif the fear bishmol? That comes at the same point. That it's ma'akev but not mechaper. So in Cain, the tviyetim in me'ilah, we don't need the ikuf. It's true the carbon wasn't yet finished and the bialim didn't get a kapara and the batzur asher ba'achila. But as long as you did the avodah mechaperes in the carbon, that the ikur kapara is in the hazah, that's enough to be yetim in me'ilah. The bialim will have to bring another carbon because it's still an ikuf in the carbon. But as long as you completed the ikr, what the seder hakrava of the ikr kapar of the karban, that's enough to be yoytzei midei me'ilah. So this is a very big chiddush. It's a much bigger chiddush than what Reb Chaim said by zrika shleibim koymai. Here, lemaisa, the bialim don't get a kapar. There's an ikr in the karban. They have to bring another karban. And yet, because you did the ikr hakarban, that's enough to say that the basar yoytzei midei me'ilah. That was the chiddush of Reb Chaim. Lemaisa, Reb Chaim says there another nusach which makes this point better. That he says that, you know what, if you only do hazo and not mitzoy, and then you all the dam fell out somewhere else, you never did mitzoy, then there still is me'ilah. But there's me'ilah. Kolzman that you did not do mitzoy, there is me'ilah. But what the Rambam means is that when you did hazo, and then afterwards you do mitzoy, so the mafreya, The time that Rudyot Minei Mi'ilo is from the time that you did Hazah. Because the whole kapara is talui in the Hazah, and the mitzvah is only an ikuv, so then we could say that Lagabi Lahoiti Minei Mi'ilo, it's enough that at the time that Lemaisa, it was Nisham the kapara of the Bailim, so that was enough. So even though the carbon Lemaisa is ma'akev until you do mitzvah, but once you did mitzvah, so Lemafreya, it works to be Maiti Minei Mi'ilo from the time that you did Hazah. That's the Malach of Reb Chaim explain this Yishuv in the Rambam. Don't want to get too much now into Masechet Meila, but just the Ma'aseh Iker Chiddush that Reb Chaim says about Meila, as we mentioned, it's shver from the Lashon of the Mishnah in the main of Meila, and also in the Rishayim in numerous places. Chayr does not sound like Reb Chaim. Don't want to get into this right now, but Arichus in this Sefer Mincha Shlema and Masechet Meila. And we showed him in many places the Chayim before now, like Reb Chaim. So the Fizeh, if we hold that Kipshuta, that is totally in a Hedra L'Koyanim, so what do we do about the steer in the Rambam? That whose Adamas were enough to be Ma'ati Midei Me'ila, even though Mitzvah is Ma'akiv? Mitzvah is a big question. It's a big riot. One of the big riots of Reb Chaim is this Rambam. The Mitzvah is from the Sefer in Mincha Shleim and Mesechus Me'ila, there, Daf Chesem Abeis, the end, it says there, is that that to be mighty midei meila, even though we need the hetzel lekayhanim, we don't need the hetzel lekayhanim befoil. Right? There's I'm a rain that hold that after shechita or after kabbalah, the carbon is mighty midei meila, even though there's no hetzel lekayhanim befoil. The Gemara says it's a hetzel shechita or hetzel zrika shaninu, but the mice of the carbon it cannot be eaten by kayhanim right now, and yet it's yotim midei meila. The cloud to be mighty midei meila is that you don't need that actual that it becomes mutra lekayhanim. But you need that to be shaykh to the achil of kayanim. The carbon has to be shtel to vek that it's going to the kayanim. So once the carbon is all along enough in the process that you did shchita or kabbalah, that's enough to say that it's shaykh to kayanim. So al derech zeh we could say with huza dama before mitzui, even though the maisa it's ma'akev, and you the carbon is not yet roi for kayanim right now, but the carbon was already brought to the chelik of kayanim, like Reb Chaim points out. That mitzui is only an ikuv, it's not nechaper. So once you did the chelik hakapar of the karban, that's enough to say that the karban is meshach shaykh to the chelik of kayanim, and that is yotim idei me'ila. Another point about the din of mitzui ma'akev is that in the Gemara in Ilan Daf Tes it's mavur that the man d'omar mitzui ma'akev, you could be mefagel in the mitzui. And if a person thinks machshev is pigo b'shas mitzui, so it's mefagel. The Ram passes this way. The Ram in Perik Gimel of Psulei Mukdashim Alacha Hey that you can be mefagel b'shas hazor or b'shas mitzui, and it's mashma that each one itself is enough. Whether you're mefagel in the hazor or you're mefagel in the mitzui, either one that you're mefagel in the carbon becomes pigel. So the Minchas Chinuch mitzvah kuf mem dalet and the Rashash and the Kutei Alachas from the Chafetz Chaim in Meila there they ask, why is it different than Shirayim Akvin? He pointed out earlier. That in Mavur and the Gemara earlier on Daf Mem Beis, that Man Damar Shirayim Ma'akvin, so you could be Mefagel in it, but you need to be Mefagel in it. If you're Mefagel either in the Zrikas or in the Shirayim, it's called the Chatimatir. That's Mavur and the Gemara there. So why is Mitzui different than Shirayim? Mitzui is also Mitzad Shirayim, like it's Mavur in our Gemara. The Apostle calls it Vanishar Badom. The Shirayim is Mitzui is also a Kim of Shirayim by Chata Soif. So in what is mitzui different than shirayim? That by shirayim, it's only called the chatzi matir. And how can by mitzui, it's called the matir shalit? So the Chafetz Chaim there, in Me'ila, in Zavach Toida, he answers that mitzui is an avodah b'fnei atzmai. Mitzui, it's a whole different type of avodah you do. Hazor is you take the, you stand far away from the mizbeach, and you move the goof up and down so that the dam will fly in the mizbeach. It's like a zrika. Mitzui Rashi says something else entirely. You take the oif itself and you push it down the mizbeach to get rid of all of the dam. So it's a whole different type of avodah, mitzui and hazor. So therefore, each one is independent from each other. Each one of them is called the matir shalit. Masha'in kein by shvira shirayim. Shvira shirayim is shirayim of the zrika. It's a dam that's left over after zrika. So on this dam. It's ma'akev, but it's a ma'akev in the avodah zrika, like we spoke at earlier. So here it's only called the Chatzimatir. By Shirayim it's only called the Chatzimatir because it's the conclusion of the Avodah Sazrika. By Mitzui, it's an independent Avodah. So even though it's not Mechaper, but because it's an independent Avodah in the Oif, so you can be Mefagel in it. It's not a Chatzimatir. It stands by itself as an independent Avodah unrelated to that the Avodah of Hazah. That's the Vart of the Zevach Teidah. Oh, very Geshmak of Vart. Another point here on today's daf is the Gemara Amud Beis. Gemara has a whole Yafusa about which that Dan is put in the wrong place, so it's not Mechaper. And we think daf Kapnim and Chutz and Lamata Lamaila, Dan Lamaila is Yesh Shaykh to Lamata, so therefore maybe we would think that it should be Mechaper. The whole Sugya is a Gemara. So Taiz asks here a very important question. Taiz the Maskal Oisa. Taiz speaks out of a question. Taisus says at the end of the Taisus, "V'lo shaychu kan nahid Shmuel, keiu shegidam lemizbeach niskaper." Taisus asks that's a very basic question on the Gemara. The Gemara here is matching all these matanas. If there's no kapara, the carbon is possible. Taisus asks, but we learned earlier on in the second parak, the din of Shmuel, that zrika shleibim koyma kima koyma dami, keiu shegidam lemizbeach niskaper abayla. Even dam that's put in the wrong place, the bayla got a kapara. So why does that not apply over here? All these cases, if our Gemara, one would read our Gemara, one would think that in this case, you do Zrika, you don't get any Kapara. Keeper or like keeper, that's the question in the Gemara. That's what we're in the whole Brisa here. What do you mean? Even if you put it in the wrong place, you get Kapara, like it says earlier on in Daf Chavov. That's a very, very basic, obvious, important question. Taisus is answers the question. I mean, he says that the two sugars are not connected. But he wasn't Megalatos Bechlal, why are they not connected? They're very connected. And they're so connected that we don't know what the answer is. Here our Gemara says there's no Kapara. And there earlier on the Gemara says there is Kapara. How do we explain these two Gemaras to work them out together? That's a bomb question that Taisus already brings out the question. He doesn't tell us what the answer is. Not clear how to learn the Taisus, and really how to learn the whole sugya. How does this work with the Gemara earlier on in Daf Chavav? So there are a couple of possibilities. I'll just mention one. Very interesting in the Ma'oris Hagra. It's brought down in the Mishnayis now, the new Mishnayis, Zecher Chanoich. It's bringing the Mishnayis, not the Elio Rabbah, but there's Ma'oris Hagra, a Pirish from the ground, the Mishnayis. So there in the Mishnah, earlier on in the second Perek, and the Mishnah was Rigosh Leib Mekaymai. So the Gra brings and all the things there that all the cases the Mishnah there says that it's puzzle. So the Mar explains the Shmuel, it means puzzle. It means that the Basar is puzzle, but the Baal get a kapara. But in the Mishnah the word that it's puzzle. So the Gra there explains it brings Makiris from the Gemaras and from the Teres Kayanim, each one of the Hazayis in the Mishnah of the places that are brought down in that Mishnah that it's ma'akif. And before in the Gra that I could have thought that the whole din of kviyas makayim, where I need to put the dam, lamaila lamata on the keren and bifnim bachutz, all of these dinim were all dinim lechatchila. By kachim the klal that you need chana alav akosav laakev, like we saw in the beginning of the parak, like abishchita safain, we need chana alav akosav laakev. So I could think also that all the din of matan dam on the mizbeach is also a din that's only lechatchila. But if you put it somewhere else, it's kosher. The carbon, the bialim, get a kapara, and the basar is mutter ba'achila. You're in mekayim the mitzvah of putting the dam in the right place. But the carbon is entirely kosher. That's what I could have thought. So the Gros says, and I know all these places that you have in that mission there, they're ma'akif. He brings psukim to say that they're ma'akif. There's a shanul of a kosov la'akif. And what he brings also, b'teich advarim, is argamar, and dafnun beiz and mebeiz. And mavur that bifnim bachutz, and lamayil lamata is ma'akif. That's Shanul Lakasav La'akif. So I think that with this grow, we answered up the question on Shmuel, and it could be that's Pshat and Taisus. That the our sugya is the Hakdom, it's the Mishnah Daf Chavav. Mishnah Daf Chavav is before that the Kviyas Makam is Ma'akif. It's not only Mitzvah L'chatchila, but it's Ma'akif. It's necessary, it's when you do it, you didn't do it the Zrika Bichla, you weren't Mekayin the Zrika where it's supposed to be a Kuyim. Not only L'chatchila, but also be the Yevid. You weren't Mekayin the Zrika in the way that it's supposed to be done. That's the Mishnah there. Comes along Shmuel with the new din, the Shmuel Daf Chavav. Shmuel says that it's true, the Torah gave these Mekayimus in their Ma'akif. But there's a new din for kapara. For kapara, we learn out of a pasuk that kevan she gia dam lemizbech and is kapara baila. Even though the zrika was done in a place which is ma'akev, it's not only that you're mevatel mitzvah lechatchila, but it's ma'akev v'horaya, the basar is asher ba'achila, and that's because if the zrika was done shaloi b'mkaimai, and the makaim is ma'akev, but for kapara, the Torah gave you a new mahalach for kapara. Even though you did the zrika shaloi b'mkaimai, and that's really a makom which is ma'akev in the zrika, in the karban, kapara, as long as dam gets the mizbech, the ba'alim get a kapara. That's a new mahalach that was nischadish in getting kapara, even though we say the makom is ma'akiv. So that's the issue. That's could be what Taisa means. That our sugya is unrelated to Shmuel because our sugya is more basic than Shmuel. Our sugya is saying b'chlal why it's puzzle and the mashal nafkamina lemaisa that the basar lemaisa is aser. Why is the basar aser? If it would not be for our sugya, it would only be mitzvah lechatchila. So when you did zrig in the wrong place, so that everything is kosher with the yasher. The whole carbon is kosher. It was you were mevatel a mitzvah, but the carbon is entirely kosher, and the basher would be mutter. So our Gemara is saying the ikar din that the kviyus makom is a ma'akev. There's a son of love a kosev la'akev. Shmuel comes to the new mahalich that kev shi'gi dam lemizbech niskapura b'ayelam for kapara. It's even though dam was given in a place which is be'etzem ma'akev, which is not the right place, but kapara as long as dam gets the mizbech, it can create kapara. That's a harav we can be miyashev the sugya, and that could also be potentially pshat in tesis. One last point for today is that the Gemara says that I would think that the damim should nitan in lemaila because seif and lemata, so they should be mechaper. So Tesis asks the last Tesis on the Yomur. Tesis says, Tema ilah seif she seif and lemata ilah seif it's also seif and lemata utnan kamon and perik chata seif asol lemata kamay zekula psula. If you do an ilah seif lemata, it's puzzle. So we see mafurish that something where even though it's something which is mitzvah is lamaila and sefer lamata, when you do lamata it's pasul. Taisa concludes umiu higufa lo yadana minolan. But that's why I don't know pshat in that mission. Taisa says, why is it ma'ake when you do it lamata? Akapanim Taisa asks that ilah soif, which is a kviyus makom lamaila. When it's on the matzah, so it's pasul, and that should be right. Our sugya that the dam which mitzvasei is lamaila, but sefer lamata, so it's pasul. So the Biskarov in the sefer in Hilchos Pula Mekdashim on page Mem Hey, the Bemascha Bezvachim Nav Nun Beis, the Biskarov says that the din of lamaila by Eilas Oif is cholak be a soy dinoi from the din lamaila by other matan domin. Other matan domin. The Torah gave a kviyas makom where to put the dam. We mentioned earlier in the shir. Torah nos na mechitza. There's dam nitzon lemaila, dam nitzon lemata, keneged ayisoid, on the keren. All these specific places where the Torah gave is a place where to put the dam. It's a kviyas makom where the dam has to be. That's the yisoid of the din. Masha Ingin says in Briskarov, the din that oilas oif is done lemaila, Gemara learns it out from Malika. And just like Malika is Bereshish al Mizbeach, also Mitzu is Bereshish al Mizbeach. The Mitzu is Hukash to Malika, just like the Malika needs to be done on the Reish al Mizbeach, on the top half, also the Mitzu needs to be done on the top half. Says the Rav, the din that Malika is on Bereshish al Mizbeach is not a din of the Matan Dam of Malika. There's no Matan Dam. It's just where you do the Avodas Malika. It's like Shchitas Kachay Kachay, which is Betzofein. It's a Kviyas Mokum where the Avoda is done. Not where the Dam has to get to. But where to do the avodah? The Torah says that the makom of doing the avodah is lemaila. To see later on in the Nun Dalid, talking that the whole din there is din in the gavra, where the gavra has to stand. We have to see. But the din of malika is a din where the kviyas makom of the avodah. The avodah is done bereishis al mizbeach. So now that we learn out that mitzvah is hukash to malika. Says the Rav, also the Yisoy din of Mitzvah Bereishis al Mizbeach, isn't it in the Matan Dam that has to be Bereishis al Mizbeach? So then where to do Avodas Mitzvah? Avodas Mitzvah has to be done Bereishis al Mizbeach. So that's unrelated to our Sugya. Our Sugya, there's no, by other Karbanos, Torah never gave a Kpeda where the Avodas Zrika is done. You could do the Avodas Zrika wherever you want to be. Just, it's then where in the Mizbeach does Dam have to get to? Dam has to get to the Mizbeach, on the place, on specific places. So now the Gemara has a tzad, and maybe that makom is on ma'akif. Maybe if it's done somewhere else, So it's not ma'akiv in the karban. But we can learn out from mitzui. Not that mitzui needs to be done. Rishon Mizbeach, says the Rav, isn't where the dam has to get to. It's where the avodah is done. So there's a din that the avodah is done in the wrong place. It's ma'akiv. It's not a kim of the avodah ha-mitzui. But that is entirely unrelated to our sugya. Our sugya is referring to the din where the dam has to get to. And that could be that it's haka kosher. So the Gemara cannot bring a raya from mitzui to damim anitan lemaila, because the mitzui is only mitzad the avodah. But maybe when the whole din is only mitzad, the din of the agos dam lemizbeach, where the dam has to get to, so then it could be even in a different place, it could be that it's miskapir. What's one way to add on one more ara here in the sugya? I know I mentioned for the last ara that was the last ara, but I forgot. There's one more thing to mention here on today's daf. At the end of the Gemara is mavur that the mandamar shirayim is ma'akev. So if you lose the dam after you did all the matanas, before you did shirayim, so you bring another par, umaschal betchila bifnim, and you start bifnim, and then you do the shirayim. So Rashi says kadeshi e'asu shirayim. You need to start bifnim so that it should be shirayim. If you don't start bifnim, then the pasha won't have a shame shirayim on it. Shirayim is something that's left over. So you need to have another previous matana beforehand, kadei that it should be called shirayim. Mikdash David and Simin Chavches asks, but how does this make it Shirayim? Hare Shirayim is something that's left over of the Zrika. Here you've already finished all of the Zrikas. What you go inside and again and you do another Zrika, l'chari, that's no Kiyim Zrika Bechlal. Because you already did that Zrika. You're just lacking the Shirayim. So how did this become Shirayim? Says the Mikdash David that because Shirayim is Ma'akev, so you did not yet finish Avodas HaZrika. So therefore, when you go do another Zrika, it's still called the Zrika. Normally, if you do a Zrika twice, the second Zrika is not called Zrika because it's already finished the Avodas HaZrika. So you're just playing around with the Dam. Now, Shenkin here, because the Shirayim is Ma'akev, and as we said, it's Ma'akev in the Avodas HaZrika, so it's not yet finished the Avodas HaZrika. So therefore, there's room to do another Zrika, and that's called the Zrika. And the Mela, what's left over afterwards, is called Shirayim. That's our muchach over here. In the Shitan earlier on, Daf Membez and Bezes Mavur, it's enough with one Zrika to make this into Shirayim. You need any Zrika. What's left over after Zrika is called a Shirayim. As we said, because the Zrika is not yet finished, therefore there's shaykh to have another Zrika. However, the Yushami and Yuma, Yushami has a tzad that Amad Amar that Shirayim is Ma'akev, so you can even bring L'chatchila a power to start on Shirayim. By us, it's mavur in the Bavli that you need to go bifnim to do a zrika, and then only afterwards is it called shirayim. But the Yerushalmi has a tzad that you could even lechatchila bring the power for shirayim. So the Chazon Yecheskel in Yuma in Paragim Alach Avav says that the Yerushalmi holds that a shirayim is ma'akev and it's also mechaper. The Bavli holds that, as we've spoken about from Rashi, it's muchach in the Gemara that a shirayim is ma'akev. It's only ma'akev, it's not mechaper. So therefore, in order to make it Shirayim, you can make and bring a par for Shirayim, which is Ma'akev. You have to first do a Zrika, and then make it into Shirayim. Hashenkin, if Shirayim is another Matana that's Mechaper in the Karban, so the Karban is lacking one other Matana. Akilu, with the Karban needs 44 Matanas. So that's also part of the Kapara of the Karban. So the Karban is lacking Kapara, therefore you can Chathchila bring a Karban for this Dam, for this Zrika of Shirayim, which is the last Zrika, which is Mechaper in the Karban. I'd come for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Maclemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.